We are Melech HaShabbos, Simen Shin Ayin Gimel. On Rish Mem Gimel Med Aleph, Din Shtei Gzuz Terois, Aloch of two porches, B'Shtei Aliyos, on two different upper stories. B'Shtei Sifachat is one paragraph. Sifal says, Mechaba, we continue the Alochas of Erevin, on the joining of different residents. Shtei Gzuz Terois. So tradition number one brings an introduction. Mishnah Erevin of Ayin Chesman Bey says, "B'chein beis gizus terois, two porches do can they do one opposite the other? Ma'arvin shnayim, they can make two separate erevin. If they want ma'arvin echad, they can make one. Pachis makam less than that, ma'arvin shnayim they have to make two separate erevin. Ve'im ma'arvin echad, they cannot make one erev. Now, explain the words in the Mishnah. Ritva writes over there, also in the opinion of Rashi, that it's talking about in the case that the porches are protruding from the homes, one opposite the other, along the width of the Rosh Hashanah. As the Dusha brings a picture." So you have the street running through, and they're across the street from each other. And that's how it seems in the wording. The Rashi over there, and that's the Pasha Lashon Notes. And then Rabbi Akiva Eig over there, and also the Prima Gadim, the Medayik from Lashon Rashi over there, that you write, Zu Eitzel, the one near the other one, that the Gezer Terai is the porches stick out from the homes, one on the side of the other, along the length of the street. And then you put between them a board that's four tefachim wide, like the Dirshu brings a picture, they're side by side. And through this, it's convenient to go from one porch to the other one. It's considered like a pesel, like an opening. That's how the Sharetzion, Sefkan Aleph, understands in the Pinya Rashi. Now, the reason why Rashi requires to make the case that he put a board between them, even though the Mishnah requires porches, doesn't mention the idea about a board. Prima Gadim explains about the Elishitasi that the Gezuz Tachayis, these porches are along the length of Peshazra, I mean they're side by side, on the same side of the street, because if not, it would be forbidden to pass over from one Rishas Yechad to another Rishas Yechad on the same floor, so the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Shimon Zayin Sif Katan Chas. And when you put a board there, so you don't have in its place the airspace of Rishas Ram, and even if you don't have on the board Mechitzis, Chas Nesh explains that's effective on the Halacha of Choy Rishas Yechad, it's like the crevices, like the extension of Rishas Yechad. The Rashi is Chedushim, but he explains in the reasoning of the words of Rashi, that since the Gezuzdra is mentioned after Halacha of Nisarim Shenisim Alacharitz, regarding the Halacha of the boards that are put on the ditches, which actually the previous Simon we had in Shulchan Aruch, sounds like they're talking about by placing a board. Now, Tosafot there disagrees on Rashi, and they explain that there's no board here between the porches. And the Kavanah of the Mishnah is that if the porches are near each other so much, and you don't have between them four tefachim, so it's easy to step from one to the other, and there'd be a lot of carry over there. According to this, the Prima Gadim writes that according to Tosafot, it's talking the case that the porches are sticking out one opposite the other, along the width of Rishas Ram. And regarding that, there's no Issur Maishur of passing. He adds on that it's possible that also according to Tosafot, the porches stick out along the length of Rishas Ram, and it's problematic that you have beneath the Gezuz Terois, you have Chatzeris, and then there's no airspace of Rishas Ram between them. The Gemara on the Vayim Tesem and Alv brings the words of Rava, that's Medai from the wording of the Mishnah, that Dafka, when the porches are Oim de Zu Kenegetzu, one opposite the other, or they consider as a Pesach, but not if they're Oim de Zu Shaloi Kenegetzu, not one opposite the other. According to Rashi, that also when they're Zukenegetzu, it's considered as a Pesach, as Dafka when there's a board between them. That's the case, Rabbis Mechadish, that when the porches are one not opposite the other, then even the board's not going to be affected. However, on the other hand, according to Tesis, that's considered like a Pesach, even when there is no board between them. If that's the case, Rabbis Mechadish, his halacha on the Mishnah is Tumah without a board. But if you put a board, then it would be considered a Pesach, even if the porches are far one from the other, and that's as obvious in the Tesis question over there. And we discussed this later on in Mishnah Bursa Kodem Tes. Now the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of the Sif Paskins, in the case that the porches stick out one opposite the other on the two sides of Rosh Hashanah, not like the way the Achrayim understand in Rashi, if you put a board between them, it's considered as a Pesach as opening. But Vilna Gaon explains that the source of the words are from Rashi. And the words Ramah that writes that less than four tefachim does not need a board, the Vilna Gaon explains that his kavanah is to the words of Tesis. However, in the Sharetzion, Sifkan Alfi writes that the source of the words is from Rabbeinu Yohannes in the Erevin of Chavdal Madeis in the Daf Yerif. That he writes that it's Tuman in the case that the Gezuz Terois are Zu Keneged Zu, and if the distance between the porches is more than four tefachim, you would have to put a board. And that Ramah writes that if the distance is less than four tefachim, you don't have to put a board. And that's Rabbi, the Magid Mishnah writes, the name of the Rashba. So with that, we begin the Sif. So you have the Shtei Gezuz Terois, Pirush. It's Nisarim, these are boards that are built in Mitzvahs Tikkus Aliyah, like a porch, like a platform that sticks out from the edge of the roof of the upper story, Lushat Ram, into the street. That's Rashi. Ketanez Mechava Boltis that stick out Mishti Aliyahs from two upper stories, Zukin, they could do one opposite the other one. But Nasa Benem, you put between them Nesar Rachab Abba, a board that's four Tvachim wide. It's like an opening. So that's what we said in the previous simon. So you can make an Erev together as one. Now, if the distance between them is not four tvachim, I feel belayness. So they're even out of board. Now we did the hachiros. That's the same halacha, which is brought over here. That's the Magen Mishnah Per Gimel. Continues the machab of imratz. If they want to, like you always have with a Pesach. Each one can make their own Erev. But if it was that one was not opposite the other one, meaning Shachas Meshuch LeMizuch, one was pulled a little bit more to the east, Shachas Amarav one was pulled a little bit more to the west, they cannot make an Erev together as one. That's what the one was higher than the other one, which the Dishu 2 brings a picture, as you see, if, even if the board over here, one is more elevated than the other one. L'chashav Pesach is not considered as an opening. When we say this, Kishim Menuchak is Umezush, L'chashav Tvachim, when the distance between them is a height of three tvachim. But if it's within three tvachim, one from the other, and this is on both halachas, that is ben bedichik, whether in the distance, like we said, one's to the east, one's to the west, or ben megeber, whether with the height, like we just mentioned now, as the district picture brings, chashav shabbat pesach, then it is considered as an opening. It says in Mishbura Sivkat Aleph. So we have these two porches that are sticking out, zoy k'neged zo. But what it means to say is shezoy b'l midarm l'tzof, and this one's protruding from south to north, v'zem l'tzof on the darm, and this is from north to south. Which the Sharet Zion Aleph says it's Rabbeinu Yehinesen. And look at the Achrim that they push very much on Pirush Rashi, and they explain this in a different way, as the Dishu 3 brings, that is that the Gezus Tachlis are one near the other one, like we said, along the length of the street, as we discussed in the Hakdama. But so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that this is the Shita's Rabbeinu Yehinesen. So you have one opposite the other one, and you have between them Sivkat Beis a neser, a board that's a width of four tvachim. We need sheikva haneser b'masmarim, that the board should be established, should be permanent with nails. Shliuchalit l'b'Shabbos, that it cannot be taken on Shabbos. So then Sivkat Gimel haneker pesach. So that board is like an opening. Peter Shabbat days and through that mutl talta b'shtechatziris mizel zeh. You'll have to carry in the two courtyards from one to the other. Immutzal or biyachah, if they want to make it together as one. Because since you have between them a board that's four tvachim wide, so you could easily go from the opening of this upper story to the apartment next door. I'm going to start from there, but they combine. Which Dirshu number 5 explains. What it means to say is that even if it's not possible to carry from one chatzah to another one, because the Rosh Hashanah is mafsik between them, as the Dirshu brings the picture, it's going over the street. And whenever you cannot carry from one to the other, you also cannot make an Erev together as one. However, they can make an Erev together as one, so that they're allowed to carry the vessels that start off Shabbos in this Chatzar to the other Chatzar through the upper story, because since the board is considered like an opening between the two upper stories. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The Chatzar of Prima Gadim writes, Tavka Kamash Shetziyah Machaber, specifically the way the Machaber described the case. That they were porches sticking out from the second floor that had residents. But Kamilon Le'el, we said previously, the two houses, two homes could make an Erev through the open ears. Between them, even above 10 Tvachim. But if we have such a case, sticking out from two courtyards, they would not be effective, because since it's above 10 Tvachim, the canal shown, like we said over there. Sivkat and Dalad. Ramah said, "Vim ina merchah b'chulu." Now, if the distance between them is not four tefachim, the even out of board would also be the same halacha. And they have, and that is shem ben gezus l'gezus trehepsik aver. That you don't between one porch and the other porch a gap of airspace, rak pachas ma'arbet tefachim, just less than four tefachim. Vim kint, that's the case. You chalav seibekal. You could easily step misel azef from the one to the other. So sibkat nei din hachay as the same halacha. Kamei benes like by the board. Shechem lor v'yachad kishirtzad. If they want to, they can make an air together as one. But the Sharet Zion Ois Gimel says this from the Lavush and the Tazmog and the Brahma Maim Matcha, not like the Prisha, where the Dirshu number 9 brings that he explains the opinion of the Ramah, that it passes like the Rashi and Erev and Afayin Ches, that you could only make an Erev together as one and not separately, which Achrayim reject his words, because the Rashi was talking about the case that the porches are near each other along the entire length of the wall or more than 10 amas, and therefore they cannot make an Erev each one individually because they're considered part Zuluzu B'Meluot, or more than 10 amas. But there are most women in the case where they're near each other in less than 10 amas and not along their entire length, and therefore they can make an Erev each one independently if they want to. Chaz Nish writes that from the wording of Mishnah Berurah, it's not meduktik, just that he's in the Mitzayin and Sharetzin, that the preacher disagrees on the case that it's not part Zuluzu until 10 Amos, because also the Prisha agrees that in such a case, according to everyone, if they want to, they make Erev separately, because since the part that's further more than four is considered like a pas dalet, and it's effective to separate between the porches, the Kavanah of the Prisha is for a case that their parts Zul Zubin Meluan, or more than 10 Amos, that that's where the Prisha holds that there's Machlikis Rashba and Taisis, that according to Rashba, they make Erev Dafka as one, and that's a Ramah pas in Lalacha. And according to Taisis, even here, if they wanted to make an Erev separately, however, Lalacha, also according to the opinion of the Chaznej, you can't make an Erev separately if their parts of the zoo, according to the entire length of the wall, because he holds that Taisis would agree to Rashba over there. Continues the Mishnah Brura. Now, Vimratza, but if they want to, Marvin Shnayim, they can make two separate Erevim, which Ashar Tzin Oizdal says in such a case, that they would not be able to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah, they came to the start of Shabbos in the bayis, and also on relying on the porch itself, they wouldn't be able to carry vessels that start of Shabbos in the house, which it's a reshus of both them. Whereas Kalim that start of Shabbos in the Gezuster itself, the shore would be permitted to carry even out of the air at all, because it's not any better than roofs that all consider as one reshus, because it's not designated as utility. You don't usually use it as much as by a bias. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, but dafka shesmichas Gezuster zu lezu. Now, specifically, if this nearness of the porches one to the other, l'hoi ba'erch kol ha'koseh, was not along the entire length of the wall. Because if they were near each other along the entire length of the wall, or this nearness extended by Yisim Esa Amas more than 10 Amas, they can only make one Erev, Folish Naim, and not two separate Erev. Sivkat and Vav. Machabah then continue, but in Mertz, if they want to, each one can make its own Erev. Now, Bedavke specifically, only if the board only is in the area of from 4 Tzvachim up until 10 Amas. But if it's connected with boards, Yosim Esamas, more than 10 Amas, you can only make one Erev, not separate ones, because they consider breach one to the other. But how you should know, the Mashal Tichon Rabbi Yachad is that you have to make Erev together as one, that's only to effect, that each one could carry on the porch. Also to his friend's courtyard, Kilm Shav's advice regarding vessels that start of Shabbos in the house. But still, even if they don't make Erev together as one, each one can make his own Erev, Hachatzar and Bata of Aliyah Shalai, the courtyard with his homes and with his second story. Sivkot and Zain, that each one can make an Erev La'atzma for himself. Now, but even Zeh, in such a case, Yemutr L'cholecha would be permitted for each one, L'taltim Akle Beisai, to move from the vessels of his house, B'shetach Gezuster HaShaychlai, in the area of the porch that belongs to him. But regarding the area that's opposite the board, and also the board itself, would be logically be forbidden. Should he call echad parts of the because each one is breached to the area of his friend? And make a forbidden one on the other. Sivkot and Chas. Now, but if let's say there were shleikin neged zu, that one is meshuchah lemizah, one's pulled to the east. Right, someone would mean to say is meshuchah memakam chaverta. It's pulled away from the area of the other one. Let's have mizah towards the east, which the dushu number 11 brings the picture that you see across the street, that one's more to the east than the other one. And the Dershu 12 brings from Rashi over there, and Daf Ayin Tes, it's talking about that one Gezustra sticks out to the side of Shusra more than its friend. According to the Achrein and Rashi, as we said in the introduction, it's talking about that Gezustra are actually side by side along the length of the street, so it would mean like the picture that the Dershu brings, one sticking out more than the other one, even side by side. And Rikivega asks that also in such a case, so you could make the board near the wall of the house, that then the board would be straight from one porch to the other one. Now then, the Ritvan Taisis and the Rush, they explain the Shittas Rashi that the Gezustachas are one opposite the other one. That's, again, we said in the introduction. That's the Torah explains, and that's the Kavanah, what the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah mean over here too. Sivkat and Tas. So then, in Mechim L'Arbiyacha, they cannot make Erev together as one. Because Shekish Yidna, Nesim, and Zulazu, because when you put the board one to the other one, Yavim, Mekaren, Zavish, Zulazu, you're going to go from one corner of one to the corner of the other one. No, Pischa, Mekaren, Zavish, L'Arbi, the injury. People don't make usually an opening by a corner. And if that does, that's why these boards don't qualify. For example, also, Lafisha, in a Geshe Yashu, the board's not going to be straight. El Balach's number, it's going to be on the diagonal. Misar, El Malavabai, the person won't be afraid to walk over it. Sivkot and Yud. Now, when do we say this? When the distance is 3 tvachim. But if it's within 3 tvachim, whether in distance or whether in height, chasr shabbat b'chulu, then it's considered very valid. Pedesh tabekila nesem munach b'shabbat, as if the board is placed straight. So if konyav, it's going to be considered kepesach, like an opening. Da, you should know the mashama. This that they said about ben bericha ben megeva, whether in distance, whether in height. Hani shemenuchik zemezeh yisem arba tefachim, that the distance from one to the other is four tefachim. But avish ben zu lazu, and the airspace between one and the other one. Elish zu gavoy mizu. Yeah, that's just that one is above the other one. As we continue to page 46, bepachis meshleish tefachim, less than three tefachim. Then we say that we kilo him shnehem zuka negedu. Then it's like as if they're both one opposite the other one. You could put a board from one to the other one. Kibin shemechri shemenem. Since the distance between them, yisem arba tefachim is more than four tefachim. But then now we say because kishemenuchik zimazu when one is distant one from the other, but pachas mishloish tefachim merichik less than the distance of three tefachim. Meaning shezulitzad mizah blutzulitzad mayer. But that in that regard, it's less than three tefachim regarding east and west. And that is meinim zekinegedu mam. It's not literally one opposite the other one. But that distance is less than three tefachim. I mean, love it, then we say love it. Then we're saying as if it's one opposite the other. Then, even though the airspace between them now in a straight line is more than four tefachim, then we're saying it's permitted to the board that you put from one to the other. That if they're not one opposite the other one, you cannot make an Erev together as one. So look at the Taz, it sounds like we remember that Mechaba also holds like the Taisus, and therefore he agrees that just because it's bent, that's not a flaw, and the board would help. Now the El Rabbi disagrees, and the holds that there's no nafkamina, there's no difference, rather as long as it's bent with three tefachim, it's not, a board's not going to be effective. And he writes, that's a sound like a Shulchan Aruch that doesn't differentiate regarding this. Mechaba is something like Rashi, not like the Pinya Taisus, and then Rebbein Atam, that's a sound like a Shabbos, but Mechaba is unspecific like the Shita's Rashi. The truth is, the words of the Taz are very difficult because it sounds like remember that the Taz also agreed that when it happens that you put a board in the corner of one porch to the other one, we don't consider that as an opening. And if you look in the Chedusha Rashba, you see explicitly, according to Taz, that they ask from this ladder that they bring from this a proof that it's effective, is even when the board is placed in the corner, if that's the case, Akar Chedusha Shulchan Aruch is not something like Taz. And that's how the primary is that many Rishayim hold, like the Shitas Rashi, that the Mishnah of Gezuz Tudor is going on the board. And even so, when the Zesh Lekanek says it's not effective, there have been the Yainz and the Rashba, and this is the Tesa S on this pirish. It's already answered. Chalush Rashman and Tva. Look over there. Some of the deer shoes. Edition number four. Chaznish writes that even if you don't make the attach the board with nails, if you nullify, if you mevatel the board there in its place, and so too if the board is heavy, so the heaviness establishes it. And that would be effective to permit to carry between the porches. However, the Maisi writes, there would seem that the board is effective also when it's not heavy and you do not attach it with nails, because also when it's just there for a temporary time, it's still considered as chayri rishus yochad, like the crevices of rishus yochad, and therefore the pesach is considered as kavua as long as the rishus yochad is around. Dershon number seven. So we said if they want to, they can make two separate erevin. That's as much first in the words of Tyson erevin after ayin ches. If they want to, they can make the ma'arvin shnayim. The Bach explains that Tesis told me when they're not parts of a Meluoy or more than 10 Amas, then they would have to make a Dafka one Erev, like the Aloch of a Charetz, of a ditch, just less than the 4th of Acham. Taz explains, Kabbalah's Tesis, that Marvin Shnaim, that is the Batim Echatzeres. But the Gezuz Tavoy is there forbidden when they're near each other in less than 4th of Acham. The Balnagoyan writes that the source of Ramos from Tesis, and that's in Tesefta, the Chaznish asks, Tesefta you see Mefurish, Lehepa from Tesis. And he writes that you have to make in the Tesis of Marvin Echad, and not to be Gerish Shnaim, and he explains that's what the Balnagoyan means. Tishon number 8. We said Ma'arvan Echad Veloishnaim. That's Dafka regarding carrying from the house to the Gezuz Truda. Because if they don't make air between them, you're not like carry over there. But the Batman Chatzir is Chaznesh writes it's Pashi Ma'arvan Shnaim because the Chatzirs are not breached one to the other. Issue number 10. We're talking about regarding the area opposite the board. But you see from the words of Mishabur that the Gezuz Truda is really split up into two parts. According to this, same thing would be also in the case that some of the porch is closer one to the other, less than four tefachim. Chaznish explains that according to Mishnah Brura, we measure this in a way that you like draw a line from the corner of the indentation on the side of the house, and that part of the porch that's far from the porch opposite, more than four tefachim, is permitted. But the part of the porch that's close to less than four tefachim would be totally forbidden until the walls of the house. As the Dishu brings a picture. You see, they say that the parts that are close, less than four tefachim, that part of the porch is forbidden. But since the porch is like a L shape, the part that's further away is actually permitted. Chazanish asks, according to his words, it would be forbidden to carry also the sides of the porch, not opposite the board, because their parts be maluid to the middle part of the porch that is forbidden. And therefore he explains that you draw this line from the corner of the indentation along the width of the porch, and the whole porch is permitted, except for the part that protrudes and sticks out, as the Dishah brings a picture that even on the part sticking out, the half or the part that's further away is actually permitted. Except for the part that sticks out, that's considered part of the Maluai. Dishah number 13. Tyson Evin Avayin Ches asks, according to Rashi, that talking about that you put the board between the Gezus Tavayis, that if that's the case, then even if the porches are not one opposite the other, should be considered as a Pesach by putting a board between them. The Rashi and Ritva, they answer his opinion, L'shitasim, as we said in the introduction, that even if you put a board on a diagonal, comes out that the Pesach, the opening is in the Keren Zavis, as the Dishah brings the picture, you see it's like a diagonal. And the Gemara in Eben Avio tells us, Piskali Karen Zobis, Lav the ancient people don't make an opening in the corner. Ritva also answered that since the board is in the ear, when it's in the diagonal, people are afraid to go over it, and therefore, the board's not going to have a name of a Pesach. The Taz writes that according to the first reasoning, if you put the board on the diagonal, but not by the corner, as the Dishah brings a picture, it's in the diagonal, but it's from the middle of one porch to the middle of another porch, the board would be effective, even though that it's bent. On the other hand, depending on the Chazanish, there's no difference between if the board is placed from one corner to another corner, or whether it's diagonal from one middle to the other middle. Rather, as long as the board is balachs and diagonal, it's not considered as a pesach because it's not the way to go like that. However, he's not sure in the way that the porches stick out one opposite the other as the Dishah brings the picture, and you put the board on the diagonal of three tefachim regarding here, because since it's possible to make it straight, they just happen to have made it sloppy and diagonal, maybe it's considered as a full-fledged opening, and maybe that would be okay.